Thank you, Dr. Rowald, for the Old Testament lesson. I think you started out with this question, is that, who is this?
Who is this?
Who is this? And I think I have an answer. We all have an answer in the New Testament lesson, and we'll keep that in suspense. And the answer is, it is I.
It is I.
It is I. We'll see how this works, and thanks for the cue. And I think I you did 90% of the work, so we just look at the text here. This is from Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. And as a little backdrop, and we are actually following Matthew for quite some time. What is the series A in the pericope system? And last week's was obviously the feeding of the 5,000, which preceded this text. And prior to that, there was the death of John the Baptist. So Jesus is dealing with issues of life, okay, life and death struggles. And he is also, his miracles usually are understood in three forms: raising the dead, healing the sick, and casting out demons or powers or nature. And feeding the 5,000, would you call it powers or nature, or doing the unthinkable. That's what he did here. Now, as you know, this is the walking on the water event. I don't want to call this a story. Okay, this is verse 22 of Matthew 14. Kaiothos enangasin tus matetas embane. Embenai eis to poion kai pro again auton eis tamperon heos u apoluse tus oclos. Okay, and immediately, narrative, it requires that right away. Enangas, and that is the aorist of anangaso. Anangaso literally means compel, force, push, as if props are pushing the students to do their homework. What can we make out of it? This is Jesus dealing with some people, in this case precisely the disciples, urged, encouraged perhaps. Remember the feeding of the 5,000, he had enough of the crowd, 5,000 plus, and families, and the 12 disciples, etc. Tus matetas, the accusative pool of disciples. Embenai, embark, is literally the meaning of the word. What is it? Board the boat. Okay, get on into the ploion. So Jesus encouraged or urged his disciples to board the boat. Kai pro agen auton eston peron. Pro ago is to actually to lead ahead. In this case, to go ahead. Pro again, this is the infinitive, right? Okay, so infinitive purpose to go ahead. Auton is the accusative singular. I'm thinking the crowd, perhaps. So he encouraged, urged the disciples, the matetai, matetes, to embark the boat, and the crowd to go ahead of into the peron. Peros is the word for region, the hill country, or the non-watery place, okay, to go on ahead. Heos who, until what time, apoluse tus oklos, until when he would dismiss. Apolumi literally is to destroy, in this case, dismiss the crowd. While he, until which time, I'm translating this as while he dismissed the crowd. So the crowd had been there around as he was feeding the 5,000 itself. And immediately he sends the disciples off onto a boat and to go on ahead of them, ahead of him, I'm sorry, that's how it is. Accusative is still singular. To go on, pro again, auton, eston, peron, to go on ahead of him into the region, while heos who apoluse tus oklos, while he dismissed or sent away the big mega crowd. That's verse 22. Kai apolousas tus oklous, and as he was dismissing the crowd, anabe eis to horos. Anabino is usually to go up, and he, third person singular, he went up into the mountain, to the hill country, cut idia, taken together privately, on his own, prosukastai. Prosukama is the word for pray. And this is an infinitive. This is an infinitive purpose. And privately, to pray. We could go on and on on this one. Jesus is a prayer person. He prays before he calls the disciples. He prays before while he would be in Gethsemane. He prays before he does miracles, etc. So he, on his own, he had his own private time to pray. The Lord Jesus himself had time to pray. Hopsias de genomenes ginamai, and to become, and as it became, Hopsias is the evening, as it became evening, monos only, and he was, aka there. He was there all by himself. He was there alone. When the evening had come, he was all by himself. Verse 24. Ha ta de ployon ene studios polus apotes ges epiken. And the boat, ployon, already ene studios, I'm thinking of stadium, in this case, do Americans talk about furlong, which is 1/8 of a mile? Okay, 607 feet, I think that's approximately what a stadium is in this case. And this is polus, many, meaning several stadia. The boat had already been apotes gen apeken, from the earth. The word is apeken is from up echo. What is up echo? To be far away, I think that's what it means. Yeah. Was already, the boat had already been away from the earth several furlongs or several stadia. Bazanizomenon hypoton kumon. Bazanizo is a disturbing experience, to harass, to toss around, etc. So, and by the kumon, by the wind, the boat had been disturbed already in the water, disturbed by the wind, which was or is it storm? Common. I see the word for wind coming up again. Ha'aremos, the wind.
Waves.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So disturbed by the waves, for in it was the aremos, the wind was enantias. What is enantias? The wind was anti, the opposite side. The wind was coming against it. So the wave caused by the wind that was coming against it. Animas enantias, and the wind was coming. The wind was against it. So whoever is a sailor would probably know when the wind is favorable, this. You get a smooth sail. It's anti. This is the opposite direction. Okay. No wonder the Bazanizo word is put in there. Okay. And now look what happened. Tetarte de Fulake. Fulake is actually God, right? Yeah. But this is talking about the Tetarte. This is the third, watch of the Nuktas, at the third watch of the night. And this is the Roman way of dividing up the night session from 6 p.m. on to 6 a.m. Jews divided the night into three sections: the third watch, first watch, second watch, and this is fourth watch. So this is, so if you go on a 3-hour segment, it is somewhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. During the fourth watch of the night, Elton, third person singular, Elkamai, he came, pros autos, peripaton, and he came walking upon epitain thalassan, upon the sea. And who was there? This obviously is the Lord. Hoi, verse 26, hoi mathetai, idontes auton, and the disciples, idontes is horao, having seen him auton, epitais thalasses peripatunta, walking upon the sea, et rak tesen. It is actually coming from Tarasso, I guess. They were afraid. This is aorist passive. They were scared, saying, hati that, or hati plus, phantoma, phantasma esten. It is a phantom. It is a phantom. That's what they said. Kai apotu phobu ekraxen. And apotu phobu, out of fear, they yelled out, or they cried out from kladzo. Verse 27. Yothos de elalesten ha Jesus autois legon. This is, you got the redundancy here. Saying and answering and saying, that's kind of standard narrative style here. Elalesten legon. That's how it is going. Yothos, right away, he spoke. Elalesten. He spoke. Jesus spoke to them, saying, far saite ego emi me phobaite. Tarsaide, what is tarsaide? Tarsaide is parzo, is to have courage. In this case, it's a present imperative. Okay, have courage, be on your guard, be strong. Okay, courage, I'll put an apostrophe, exclamation mark, and say it, and read it that way. Okay, courage. Ego Amy, that's the answer to the Old Testament Dr. Rowell's question, who is this? This is predicative use of ego Amy. You could actually jump into ego Amy, the I am sayings, but it is a response to the question that that the terrified disciples said, who is this? And out of fear they were crying out. They thought this is a phantom. No, it's me. It is I is the proper way to translate. So I am, literally what this is what it is. And then there is another second person present imperative here. Forbeite with the me, negating the thing. Forbeo omai is to be fearful. Do not fear would be the clear translation, okay? Stop fearing and stop fearing. It is I. That's the answer, verse 27. 28. Apokrites de autoha patros. Peter, the leader of the team, we know him, apen answering. Peter answered and said, lego apen, responded. Peter responded, curie, not that expression, okay. In, not epistatus, not didaskalos, curie. You could actually say this is a confession. Lord, okay, Lord, master, many translations take master, curie, capitalized, take it as Lord. Eisu e, if indeed it is you, keluson me elthein pros se epita hudata. Keluson, from kaleo, call me, erst imperative, call me, or shall we say, order me, command me to, order me. This is erst infinitive, purpose, call, command me, call me to come, pros, accusative, say toward you upon ta hurata, upon the water, command me to come to you, call me to come to you upon the water. And Jesus quickly responds in verse 29, ha de epen, and he said, elpe, you come. Yeah, you come. That's the response. Kai katamas apotu ploiu ha petros peri epatesen epita hurata ka elten prostan esun. Katamaino is to descend. Katamas, descending apotu ploiu from the boat ha petros, Peter, kama, descending from the boat, kama, peri epatesen. Peri patevo is to walk. And he walked, third person singular, epita hudata, upon the water. Kai elthen, third person singular, prostan esun, and came, well, he began to come, we will say, to Jesus. Verse 30, here's the catch. Blapon de ta anemon is kuron efobethe. And seeing, blapon, participle here, seeing, at the same time, simultaneously, seeing the wind. Now in parentheses is Quran. Is Quran is strong. Okay, looking at the strong wind, ephobete. Peter was phobeomai, passive here. Peter was afraid, scared. So what shall we say? I will preach probably on what I would call focus on action here. Yeah, the focus had to be Jesus, and he took Jesus at his word, but the wind that surrounded him got Peter's attention, so he began to waver. Thai alzamanos, and beginning katapontizo is to go down or to drown or to sink. And this is an infinitive passage. He began to sink. Katapontizestai, ekraxen logan, he cried out saying, kradzo ekraxen, he cried out saying, Kyrie, zozon, that is an imperative of zozo, save me, you, right now, save me. The word salvation is nuanced here. This is actually saving from this difficult predicament, this situation. Help me out here, please, Lord. That's what he is yelling and calling for. Verse 31. Yotheos ha Jesus ektainas de kaira epelabeto auto kai lege auto oligopiste eisto edistasas. And right away ha Jesus Jesus ek tainas, ekteino is to stretch out. This is an earnest participle. So Jesus, having stretched out, ten kaira, the hand, epelabeto, epilambano, third singular, and Jesus received him. And said to him, he stretched out his hand and caught him, epelabato, received him and said to him, oligopiste, oligos is little, pisteos is to be faithful, to believe, little faith person, you little faith. I think translation go, you man of little faith. Tis edistasas. AST is the purpose question. Why did you doubt? Distaso is to doubt. Why did you doubt? The question is oligopistos and edistasas. Faith and lack of faith and doubting, that's the challenge. The answer is, it is I. As we know Jesus as he is, doubts need to go away, faith needs to grow and blossom. Verse 32, Kai anamanton auton eistan ployon ekopasin ha anemas. And as anabino, as they were embarking the boat, into the boat, anabanton, that's the participle, while they were, as they were in car, anabanton, auton, this kind of a genitive construction here, a genitive absolute, as they were embarking into the boat, ekopazon ha anamos, kopazo is to die down or recede or settle, and the wind died down. Verse 33. Hade ento ployo, as they were, while they were in the boat, proskunesan auton legontes. Proskunevo is to worship, to pray, to worship. They worshipped him. Proskunevo takes a native case. They worshipped him, Jesus, saying, present participle, lego aletos theou hios a. A-V-A. Truly, surely you are the Son of God. That's the strong confession from faith and from doubt to faith, from fear to confidence. Surely you are the Son of God. As I was looking this at this, it dawned on me that Peter is the one who confessed when the questions came, who do you say, who do people say I am? You are the Son of God. And this is the same confession. Peter, I would give Peter the leadership privilege here, and they're all in the boat, and truly you are Son of God. Not only when God, the Father, spoke on that special auspicious moment, and also at the time of Jesus' baptism, but even now in daily living, in our struggles as Christians, when we go through the wind and the wave, when our boat is tossed around and we are challenged with uncertainties and doubt, it is I is a response from God. That's the promise coming to us from God. Our response is, surely you are the Son of God, a faithful response to God's promises. The two pericopes tie together well. Job's struggle on the one hand, and he is finding who God is and what God is all about. And in Peter and companion's life, Jesus, the incarnate God himself, with his presence, gives them confidence to move on, telling them, I am he. Wonderful text.